There's certainly no reason that private firms couldn't run all the toll roads in the United States. My name is Bruce Benson. I'm an economics professor at Florida State University and chairman of the department. Most of my research focuses on private alternatives to public production of various things like roads and police. There are many examples of private roads, both historically and today. In fact, today there are many more private roads, I think, than most people imagine, even though many of them drive on them and live on, next to them. In the United States, private roads were everywhere, essentially. Historically, there were many privately built roads that were not toll roads. Many local communities who wanted to get connected into the system of trade and commerce with other communities built connecting roads. One of my favorite modern examples is in St. Louis, Missouri, where the city government actually deeded roads back to local communities. These local neighborhoods of two, three, four blocks request to get the control of the roads back from the city. The city grants them a deed in exchange. Of course, they have to maintain the road and those sorts of things, but it becomes their roads, and they can limit access to them if they want to put up speed bumps. They also, of course, are a lot more attentive to who's on the road when they own it, because they can tell somebody to leave if they don't like them being there. We also see increasingly, especially in developing countries now, the government essentially is franchising roads by arranging with a private company to build and maintain the roads and then charge tolls. There's certainly no reason that private firms couldn't run all the toll roads in the United States, for instance, and many more. Government roads are, for the most part, free access roads. That means anyone with a car can get on them, or a truck. They don't have to pay the cost that they impose on other people or on the road itself. We all pay gasoline taxes, but there's no direct link between that and the roads in the minds of most people. So we treat these roads as what economists would call free access common pools. That means we're not paying the price, so we use them too much. We crowd them. We have tremendous congestion. The congestion issue is going to be a big one. A lot of people, of course, are afraid to think about that because they don't want to have to pay the tolls. We all like to free ride. I don't like paying for things either. But I would suggest also that there won't be tolls everywhere. The St. Louis community example is an example of private roads with no tolls. Local communities where the benefits of the roads are internal to the community will create the roads themselves or maintain the roads themselves. There will be, I'm more than willing to permit or predict that there will be roads created by groups or firms who want people to come to their location. So you will have roads built intentionally, probably by, I could imagine Las Vegas, for instance, wanting people to have easy access to from Los Angeles. So the casinos get together and build a nice road connecting Los Angeles and Las Vegas. They may not charge tolls. It'll be a direct, probably much quicker route to Las Vegas. And so individuals and firms and organizations who want to capture benefits from trade or other sorts of interaction certainly have incentives to create roads that will bring the traffic they want. I would suggest, however, that a system of private roads would probably toll roads in this case, with long distance travel trying to get around the country, would end up being more efficient because, for one thing, they don't have to take big swings in order to go through some town that some senator wants it to go through. I grew up in Montana. If you look at Interstate 90, it goes into Wyoming, then shoots up into Montana to go further west. Why? Well, Montana had some very powerful senators. So you have a road system that's influenced not just by the need to get certain places, but by the political pressures from various powerful groups. A private road system is going to get you from here to there more efficiently. They'll be less congested. I could even see specialized roads for different kinds of travel. Certainly between big cities, there could be a private road for people who want to drive fast between New York and Chicago or something like that. Another one for trucks and motorhomes. One that has a minimum speed, others that have maximum speeds. Possibilities really, given the sufficient demand, are endless. I don't think people are going to have less convenience under a private system. I would suspect it'd be more.